Phoenix Audio presents
Leonardo's Mountain of Clams and the Diet of Worms, Essays on Natural History by Stephen Jay Gould, read by Ephraim Zimbalist, Jr. Art and Science. The upwardly mobile fossils of Leonardo's living Earth. Morgan describes his despair as their captors string up King Arthur for a hanging. They were blindfolding him. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I was choking. My tongue was petrified. They led him under the rope. But in the best cliffhanging traditions, and at the last conceivable instant, Sir Lancelot comes to the rescue with 500 knights, all riding bicycles. Lord, how the plume streamed, how the sun flamed and flashed from the endless procession of webby wheels. I waved my right arm as Lancelot swept in. I tore away noose and bandage and shouted, "On your knees, every rascal of you, and salute the king! Who fails shall sup in hell tonight." I am not citing either Monty Python or Saturday Night Live, and I didn't mix up my genders in the first sentence. The speaker is not Morgan Le Fay, who no doubt would have devised a magical rather than a technological solution to the same predicament, but Hank Morgan, the Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court and the hero in Mark Twain's satirical novel of the same name. Morgan, transported from 19th century Hartford, wreaks mayhem in 6th century Camelot by introducing all manner of modern conveniences, including tobacco, telephones, baseball, and bicycles. As a literary or artistic device, anachronism asserts a powerful hold upon us and has been a staple of all genres from the highest philosophy to the